Seth Crane is on the line with us. We get a chance to visit with Seth on a Tuesday morning, get a recap on yesterday's sale at the Hondo auction. Good morning, Seth. You doing all right?
I'm doing good, Mike. You?
I'm doing pretty good. Could you use a little cooler temperatures in the afternoon?
Well, I guess we sure could. And it's gotten where it's heated right on up here again.
Yeah, we hit 102 yesterday.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, it felt like it outside. I didn't want to say that. I didn't figure it was that hot.
Yeah. Well, you know, funny thing about it, I guess, is, well, it's not really funny, but we sure seen it a whole lot hotter than that. We've seen afternoon temperatures, you know, closer to 108, 110, something like that, and they get up there and hang every day, day after day. But I guess we just kind of really expect it maybe this late in September, huh?
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, but I don't know.
We never know in South Texas what it's going to do weather-wise. Well, not much mention of rain in the forecast either, so it's going to be drier. But let's talk about yesterday's sale. Pretty good run, I guess.
You bet, Mike. 178 head of cattle, 248 head of sheep and goats, and pretty good run on that sheep and goats there yesterday. We had a pretty good string of Spanish Billy kids come in. They're probably average somewhere around $110, $115, weighing, you know, 60 to 80 pounds, something like that. Thought they sold good. Had some nannies and all some ewes and stuff there, and I mean, the market was just really good on them. Goat market just surprised you every week, you know, how good it is. So, good goat run as far as the cattle, a little bit light, but, you know, it's kind of usually that way around the fair and everything. And like you say, it's pretty dadgum hot in the evening. So, if it cool off again a little bit, we might run some more cattle. On the Packer cows, took off a little bit more money again, 55 to 80. To 55 up to 73. Packer bulls 71 to 90. Didn't have any pairs there yesterday, and just a few bred cows at 1,070 up to 1,300 on the all some solid and short solid type cows bred up pretty good, but didn't have many of them right there as of yesterday. As far as the calf market, you know, the thing's been steady to better this week. It looked like there was a few more dollars. Of course, it was a light test, you know, didn't have too many cattle, but it looked like there was some more money on those five weight type cattle, and the good black heifers with some ear. Looked like you know, they sure did better. 2 to 3 weight steers $1.41 to $2. 2 to 3 weight heifers $1.30 up to $1.50. 3 to 4 weight steers $1.45 to $1.61. 3 to 4 weight heifers $1.25 to $1.47. 4 to 5 weight steers $1.30 to $1.51. 4 to 5 weight heifers $1.15 to $1.48. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.15 to $1.49. 5 to 6 weight heifers $1.10 to $1.39. 6 to 7 weight steers $1.05 up to $1.27. 6 to 7 weight heifers $1.08 to $1.40. 7 to 8 weight steers and bull yearlings 90 cents up to $1.18, and 7 to 8 weight heifers 95 up to $1.38. And like I say, those higher heifer prices mostly good replacement type, something like that. So I thought we got along pretty good, and like I say, the market wasn't too bad. All in all, it was a pretty good day, Mike.
Sounds great, Seth. Let's get some phone numbers.
Mike, I'd like to remind everybody, coming up on October the 10th, is that next special stocker feeder sale. As of right now, we got about 50 crossbred pairs all have their first calf by them, and also going to have about 35 black and black molly face bred heifers, be some good, stout, big heifers. So on the replacement end of that sale, it ought to be pretty good. And you know, there's some strings of wean cattle coming. So I would think October the 10th, that special will be a pretty good one the way it looks, Mike.
That usually is. That Columbus Day sale is usually a good one, isn't it?
Yep, not too bad.
Might be a little cooler by then, too.
There you go.
Doubt if it'd be any hotter anyway.
No, surely not.
How do we get in touch with you over there?
You bet, Mike. You can get myself, my dad, Butter Crane, or Howard Billings, 830-741-8061. Get me on my cell phone, 210-288-3960. And for updates and information, HondoLivestock.com.
This is Seth Crane from the Hondo Livestock Auction. Looking to buy or sell some sheep, cattle, or goats at a convenient location with competitive market prices and top quality service? Butter, Howard, or I can take care of all of your needs, including cattle hauling and working services also. Butter Crane's Union Commission Company is open every day on the airbase in Hondo. Sales begin every Monday morning at 11 a.m. with the sheep and the goats, and then the cattle at 11:30. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061. Special stocker feeder sales are every even-numbered month, generally on the second Monday. Be listening for market reports at 6:20 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the KCWM Morning Report on 1460. Information also on the internet at hondolivestock.com. Hondo Auction and Union Commission Company, on the airbase in Hondo.